Now today's global hit, which takes us to Pakistan to meet a practitioner of Sufi music. Sufism is a mystical movement within Islam. Sufis seek divine love and knowledge through direct personal experience of God. This is the theme of the music of Areeb Azhar. The world's Aaron Schachter met the Pakistani singer and found that first impressions can be deceiving.
At first you think, huh? Areeb Azhar and the music he makes don't seem to match. In person, he's one cool dude, sipping vodka in his parents' Islamabad house, wearing jeans and a t-shirt, goateed, and shaved head covered in a bandana. Then he plays the first single from his album. Husni Hakiki is set to a Sufi poem written about 100 years ago. It ponders the beauty of truth and the nature of God.
Husni Hakiki Noor-e Azal اے حسن حقیقی نور ازل تن واجب تے امکان کہوں.
It's not unheard of for these poems to be sung, but never in quite this way.
تن مطلق محض وجود کہوں تن علمیہ آیان کہوں ارواح نفوس اقول کہوں اشبا ایان نحان کہوں.
I'm not trying to spread any religious message around the world. I don't care about preserving folklore. I'm just trying to express myself. And in expressing myself, I have to keep expanding myself to include more of life around me and more of humanity around me.
The Sufi poetry on Azhar's album, Waj, encompasses about all the emotions life has to offer. The songs slash poems have names like The Soul is Enthralled, The Journey of Love, and Dance My Heart. Azhar says the Sufi poets were concerned with the nature of religion and with humanity being good and getting along.
There's one song which is on the album. It's by Bulle Shah, this very famous Punjabi poet. Makke gaya gal mukdi nahi, paave sau sau jume padhaiye. Basically, he is saying that I went to Makkah, but I did not discover the truth, even though I prostrated myself 100,000 times over. I held the rosary, I turned the beads in my hand, but I didn't turn the heart in my breast. I went inside the mosques and the temples, but I didn't go inside myself. So this song, really, the words are very powerful. And the words are written in such a way that no one can deny them, even though they are blasphemous almost.
Makke gaya, makke gaya, gal mukdi nahi.
While Azhar is gaining a following in Pakistan, people here aren't exactly sure how to categorize him. He performs yearly at the popular World Performing Arts Festival in Lahore, often in three different categories: fusion, world music, and devotional music. Azhar is a little put off by having to define himself, but understands it's what he needs to do to sell albums. What concerns him more is the lack of a Pakistani music industry that promotes anything besides pop music. Another problem, he says, is a lack of places to perform.
The only concerts that happen in our urban centers, most of them are just corporate-sponsored events where the majority of the people are lip-syncing. And it's not real music. So I don't have many venues. Only when there are festivals and so on happening, I get to perform and I get called by different people at their houses and so on. That happens a lot.
Azhar recently made a video with Pakistan's leading director and designer, and that's helped get the word out. He's hoping to put together a second CD early next year. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Islamabad.
You can view videos of Pakistani singer Areeb Azhar at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins.